This is Jacob Flitt. He is deaf and but he's a hard working man. I remember him since around 56 or 54, I think. I worked in the AC down there. He always come in here and always had to come to me and to, you know, because I talk in our language and he can only talk in native language. So he come to me and one morning he come to the store and said he wanted the Dodger. This is the way he talk. I want the Dodger. And I dug up Star chewing tobacco. He got his tongue out and he just swing his head back, you know, said no. So I tried all the tobacco, but no. So finally he pointed over there where we got the dry goods stuff at the apartment. So I went over there and I dug up his woolen socks. He said, yeah, you know, that's what they meant, the Dodger. And then I had a dog, you know, about 2-year-old dog, and I gave to him. I told him, name Sweetheart. And the next time he come down, and he was trapping up here between here and Rinitai, about, oh, I would say 30, 35 miles away from here, I guess, 40 miles. And he told me that the dog I gave him before I gave him the dog, he always walked behind the bargain. But after I gave him the dog, he said he'd been riding, you know, he said he ride. And he liked that dog. Jacob, I think he trapped pretty well until he almost, you know, maybe couple of years before he died, I guess. And as old as he is. His son down here is not that old, you know, in Solomon. His father was way older than him, even that he grew up with dogs. And he never smoked in his life, he never drank in his life.
Oh.
And when he died, and he was still a stout man. That's about it.
Do you know anything about his wife?
No, but I heard about him. He's an honest man. Sometime he thought he had a girlfriend. So he went out and waited around the corner and he grabbed a girl. He thought that was his girlfriend, but it happened to be his wife. So his wife's name is Sarah. And he went home with Sarah, and but Sarah was mad. So he asked Sarah, he said, I thought you were Vuddle, you know, that's a girlfriend name. I thought you were Vuddle, why are you mad, you know, you asked Sarah. He has two sons. One is Solomon Flitt and the other is Donald Flitt. That's about, I don't know if he had any daughters. That's about all I know. I know a lot of things, but you know, that's just here in town, you know. He was a hard worker.
Somebody, Annie, I think, was telling me that that he did a lot of work in the church long ago.
Yeah.
You know, can you tell me anything about
that?
No,
I don't know, but he had a fish camp downtown, you know, and people, you know, those days, so people go down and visit him. He always, you know, give him fish, you know. And he's, you know, he's, you can see that he can look, he's a very kind man.
Uh-huh.
Very kind man. But he's a church goer. He goes to every Sunday. Every Sunday that he's here, well, he's got to go to church. Yes. This is Jacob Flitt. He is deaf and but he's a hard working man. I remember him since around 56 or 54, I think. I worked in the AC down there. He always come in here and always had to come to me and to, you know, because I talk in our language and he can only talk in native language. So he come to me and one morning he come to the store and said he wanted a badger. This is the way he talked. I went, "What's a badger?" And I dug up Star chewing tobacco. He got his tongue out and he just swing his head back, you know, said no. So I tried all the tobacco, but no. So finally he pointed over there where we got the dry goods stuff, health department. So I went over there and I dug up his woolen socks. He said, "Yeah, you know, that's what they mean, the badger." And then I had a dog, you know, about 2-year-old dog, and I gave to him. I told him named Sweetheart. And the next time he come down, and he was trapping up here between here and Rinitai, about, oh, I would say 30, 35 miles away from here, I guess, 40 miles. And he told me that the dog I gave him before I gave him the dog, he always walked behind the wagon. But after I gave him the dog, he said he'd been riding, you know, he said he ride. And he liked that dog. Jacob, I think he trapped pretty well until he almost, you know, maybe couple of years before he died, I guess. And as old as he is. His son down here is not that old, you know, and Solomon. His father was way older than him, even that he grew up with dogs. And he never smoked in his life, he never drank in his life.
Oh.
And when he died, and he was still a stout man. That's about it.
Do you know anything about his wife?
No, but I heard about him. He's an honest man. Sometime he thought he had a girlfriend. So he went out and waited around the corner and he grabbed a good girl. He thought that was his girlfriend, but it happened to be his wife. So Sarah, his name is, his wife's name is Sarah. And he went home with Sarah, and but Sarah was mad. So he asked Sarah, he said, "I thought you were Val, you know, that's a girlfriend name. I thought you were Val, why are you mad, you know, you asked Sarah." He has two sons. One is Solomon Flitt, and the other is Donald Flitt. That's about, I don't know if he had any daughters. That's about all I know. I know a lot of things, but you know, that's just here in town, you know.
Uh-huh.
He was a hard worker.
Somebody, Annie, I think, was telling me that that he did a lot of work in the church long ago.
Yeah.
You know, can you tell me anything about
that?
No,
I don't know, but he... He had a fish camp downtown, you know, and people, you know, those days, so people go down and visit him. He always, you know, give them fish, you know. And he's, you know, he's, you can see that he can look, he's a very kind man.
Uh-huh.
Very kind man. But, he's a churchgoer. He goes every Sunday. Every Sunday that he's here, he's got to go to church.